Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys, and welcome back to another great episode of the Zompire Hour. Today's topic is Little Zan says the N-word in the food court in a fit of rage, and a lot of people are talking about this. What's going on with rap, man? It's just a bunch of circus, a bunch of this guy ate hot Cheetos, so he's in the hospital, a bunch of stuff like, you know, this guy said the N-word. Man, it's just getting out of hand. Do we need a new rap media to save the media and to save real rap music? That's today's topic. And before we get into this topic and I bring on my guests, we're going to play a song. And that's what we're about here, man. We're trying to promote new artists and new music and just really get them out there, as well as talk about real topics and, yeah, just hip-hop in general. So we're going to play this track. This is Houdini Black. The name of the song is Live Forever. Check it out, and we will be right back after this song. Thank you.
Bobby Sticks, Houdini Black. Yo, gotta stay observant, people surface, looking for come-ups. These clowns are living their circus, looking for purpose, even uncut. I'm begging your haters to run up. I see you at the crossroads. You rappers are walking dead, and I'm Daryl with that crossbow. So what in the hell y'all talking about? My group of these lovers and killers, survivors right there at the pinnacle. Nothing identical, wanting the money, the knowledge, the power. I rap for the team, the mission is green. Making money, stack a paper, you think? Malcolm X, gotta get it in and mean. Set the sign, this guy will reach him. And serving the fiends, and put that on wax. Music and drugs, plagues and pills, not shuffle the packs. Y'all cut the act, Millie Vanilla, you want for your Grammy? None of you trash, you're making a slam and a word for your granny. Me and my team get a pop in Miami, the y'all should have vanished.
Hey, put your slam into the sky, homie. We gon' live forever, we gon' live forever, brother. We gon' live forever, put your slam into the sky.
You're feeling froggy than leap. The underground top of fur. Got a crew full of gangsters and dangerous nerds. Ready to fester in the purge. Yo, who the nicest on these microphones? The devices, y'all like a lifeless. I got the sniper, I got the mic of Jordan in the finals. I am made wonder with the title. I am Shakespeare, kicking recital. King of the vibe with a piece on the side of me. I don't know, go find one of your idols. I know this numero 7 is slipping in heaven. Prepare for my brother, prepare for the evidence. Is it inedible? That's when the devil then shine like a star. Like a cigar. So remember Mufasa, we died by the hand of the brother Scar. This is unknown, that suicidal, that suffer can't be the fight.
Yeah, we are back. That was a great song. That's, once again, everybody, Houdini Black. The name of the track is Live Forever. But you could check him out on Google and go buy all his music and stream it. Just search, you know, W-H-O-D-I-N-I space B-L-A-K, Houdini Black. Yeah, go check him out and support. Much love. Oh, and guess what? We have our special co-host today, which is Houdini Black. Also the host of Vigilantes Radio, you know. Let's bring him on. Hey, what's up, Houdini Black? How are you?
Hey, man, what's up? What's up? Love, love, love.
What's up? Hey, welcome to the show. So happy to have you back on, man. It's been a minute. Hey, I love that song. That song is hot.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, man, that song means a lot to me. I kind of wrote it when Busy retired, Seven Sign Regime, the name.
Yeah.
And he kind of turned everything over to me at that point to keep, I guess, the memory alive and what we have now, Seven Sign Rebirth. So I wrote that as a commemoration I don't know if you heard me say it in the first verse, that this is Capo's regime, you know, to honor Capo, who kind of took over the Seven Sign from Busy when Busy was too busy to do Seven Signs. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That song means a lot to me.
That is powerful. I didn't even know that. Wow. So, guys, you heard it here first, what this song is really about and the meaning behind it. I'll tell you one thing, man. Speaking of Reverb 7 Signs, this is crazy. I you know, I run a rap site. I run a Bone blog, and the number one viewed thing with, like, hundreds of views this last 2 months has been the 7 Sign Rebirth remix mixtape After the Storm. That is being the most viewed thing, viewed more than anything. And it's crazy how people are still listening to the mixtape and looking for it and downloading it and streaming it. So, yeah, much love to the whole Rebirth, Seven Sign family, everybody on that mixtape. Wow, you know, powerful. So, yeah, man, even
definitely.
Though, like, nothing new has come out, people are still checking for it. That's love right there, man.
Yeah, man. After the Storm, is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, a lot of people are clicking that on my website because I can see, like, what gets the most views. And I was looking at the stats, and that was the highest viewed post. It's just, it's crazy. I'm like, man, people are just, like, still, after years, you know, checking it out. So, yeah, it's After the Storm.
Yeah, so shout out to everybody who played a part.
Shout out to everybody, man. Hey, people are still checking it out. So that's why I tell people, for reals, bro. Yeah, and I always tell people, man, people say there's no more good music. It is. You just got to find it. It is out there. So.
Yeah, man. That that particular tape, it charted on AudioMag, like top 100.
Yup. Oh, yeah. High. That got, like, thousands of views. Yeah, and it charted pretty high on there. Yeah, I'm like, so, yeah, guys, like, never give up. Always know that real rap and, like, real media will always play the real rap. You know, you guys send me all the Bone affiliates. Send me your stuff here, and you'll get played on here. I'll put you on the Ghetto Media website. So it's never going to, you know, real music's never going to die. That's the bottom line. So never get discouraged when you see, you know, all this drama and circus in the mainstream. That's cool and all, but, you know, the real music's never going to stop coming out and never going to stop being out. Yeah. Speaking of that, Houdini, I wanted to ask you, do you think that, like, we need, like, a new rap media to, I don't know, talk about real topics, but as well as give new artists a new chance? Because I noticed on most rap magazines and blogs, they only talk about whoever has the most views or whoever did the craziest thing with the latest drama. That's all I ever see in the headlines. But you never see, wow, this guy has skills, his lyrics are good, he's a new MC. You won't see that. Those guys get kind of pushed under the rug. Do you think there needs to be a media that does push new artists that are actually skilled? And not just because they're in the circus of the drama. I mean, what's your opinion on that?
Yeah, man. I definitely believe there should be media groups, media companies, blogs, radio stations, podcasts out there dedicated to that. And they are out there. They do exist. But, you know, we get shadow, and I can say we because I'm a part of that group that doesn't get, you know, the recognition for, you know, supplying artists based on skills versus, you know, falling. I've heard you say, like, somebody passing out for eating too many hot Cheetos. And I'm not sure if you're
little
talking about
yeah.
Man.
That he went to the hospital, so he makes headlines just for that. Yeah, right. It's like, it's ridiculous.
Man.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I haven't even heard this guy's music, but I know who he is based on his personality, which is
right.
Sad,
you just see him in the news, right, because of all the crazy shit he does. And it seems like that's what artists do these days. They're like, what's the craziest shit I could do to get in the headlines? You know, instead of,
yeah,
like, what's the dopest album I can make, you know? Yeah. Right. Hey, speaking of that, Houdini, can you tell them about your radio station, what it's called and where to find you and all that? Because, yeah, you are part of that group. I was about to say that. Me and you were part of that network of, like, media where we try to promote good artists. so let them know.
I am the host and content creator for Vigilantes Radio. I've done that show for this year makes the fifth year. So it's definitely grown and changed from our first format. Gosi's been there every step of the way.
Yep.
Yeah, man. If anything, like, you guys, Pagosi is definitely my partner in crime when it comes to media. I wish we could do more media stuff together because we're just super compatible. We're like peanut butter and jelly, you know, when you...
Yeah,
I mean, peanut butter
is
good by itself. Jelly's good, you know. It does this thing on biscuits and other things. But when you put them together, man, there's nothing like mom's peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So that's kind of how Pagosi are when it comes to media. We just make great radio, great content, great jokes, great voices. We're all for artists. We're all for great music. And Pagosi, I don't really think it's the media company's fault when it comes to promoting acts who are popular based on falling out from Cheetos or telling such and such to suck their dick or whatever it is, whatever the case may be.
Right, right.
It's the listener. It's the listener's fault. That's what they want, unfortunately. So these companies say, well, if they want the nonsense, we're going to deliver the nonsense on a silver platter. So, when people are really fed up with having that kind of content in their ear, then they should do something about it. And that means supporting guys like me, guys like you.
I feel you. It is true. People do seem to gravitate towards the tabloid type of headline, towards the drama, just so they have something to talk about or they can give their opinion and then start all this craziness, right? And yeah, because I notice every time I follow a lot of rap magazines and blogs, and I'm trying to do it to find new music, but I barely see music. It's mostly just crazy drama. And I'm like, man, they're like, where's the music at, though? It's all like, this person did this, and this person... is in trouble for this, and I'm like, wow, but where's the music? Yeah.
right on.
And I feel you. It seems people do want that, so that's the thing. Yeah, it's when the people demand a change, really, you're right, that we'll get that change. In the meantime, though, I'm thinking, I just want to get out there. The radio show has been growing since I put out there the podcast, and I've been promoting it. And people seem to like what I say on Twitter, you know. I kind of go against the grain with what I say in my comments and people like and follow me. So I'm thinking people do want to change, and I say, hey, you want some real media? Come check out Ghetto Media. And if you're a new artist, send me your track. We will promote it. We'll play you on the radio show for free. We're not going to try to rob you. You know, there's all these. And I do see, like, some media companies is like, oh, I'll help you, but, you know, you got to send me this much, and I'll get you this much amount of views or whatever. But it is what it is, man, but I want to be that new media part of this network, like me and you and a few others. Oh, Houdini, could you tell us about a couple other podcasts that are, like, trying to break out and play new artists and, like, promote real music? Like, what are some other ones? Me, Vigilantes Radio.
And I forgot to let you guys know where to find my station. You can get it on any podcast app or platform like iTunes. Spreaker is our base station, spreaker.com/Only One Media Group. You can go on Google Play, CastBox, Player FM, and more recently, Spotify has finally let us on. So I'm very happy to announce that we have our own Spotify channel. Super grateful to Spotify for allowing us the opportunity after 2 years trying to get on there. We're finally there, and all episodes are there as well, so you can go back as far as you want. We even have more episodes that we have to transfer over from Blog Talk to our Spotify, so, you know, just bear with us on that. But, yeah, definitely podcasts that are like Drunk Talk Radio, Ghetto Media News, or Soul Radio with Dan Carlin, The Brad Show, who's a real good friend of mine. He's also a producer for what's that show on AV about ghost hunters? He does ghost hunters.
Oh, nice!
And
awesome.
Yeah, and he does interviews like participants and a lot of people involved with The Voice, the TV show. So yeah, he's a good friend of mine from Mississippi, right down the road from me. And we didn't even know that we did.
Wow.
Yeah, so one day we were just talking about Colin Kaepernick, and you know, he asked, because he's a white guy, he asked me what my feelings were as a black guy, how do I feel about it, you know, so that conversation led to, oh, you got a show? Yeah, I got a show. And so we started, you know, just doing business from that conversation. So, his show, there's also... I just did a whole list the other day, man, which I got to share with you, by the way. Remind me to share that list with you. There's the Alicia Mills show. There's Creating Traces Radio. There's even DJ Clue has one, Desert Storm Radio.
Nice.
Yeah, so I have a.
Okay,
I got to
check that out.
71 to 91 different blogs, magazines, podcasts, radio stations that dedicate themselves to real music and artists instead of just gimmicks. Also, shout out DJ Prague, who we just became friends as well about a month ago. He has an FM station, so he dedicates his platform to real music, real artists, and not just gimmicks and personalities.
Nice. Beautiful. So, sometimes we feel alone out here, you know, like, man, I'm the only one, I got to take on the world by myself. But no, there is a network of a lot of DJs, artists, and, you know, radio hosts, bloggers that are trying to, give new music a push and real artists a push. And I'm loving that. That's so awesome. Yeah, and, you know, I could do the same thing where I could just make my blog about drama, and I know I could get a lot of views and a lot of money, but I'm thinking in the end, what is that for? I'm not helping anybody grow. I'm not helping anyone get out there. And that's why I came back to radio. I started blogging again because I'm like, man, I know I can make money with this, you know, from the advertising and all that. But at the same time, it would make me feel good if I said, man, I had this artist when he just started and I helped him get big, you know. I remember the first day he came to my show and I played his first song. And then you'll see, like, look at him now. He's out there. You know what I mean? It's a good feeling. And I think radio used to be that, but what happened, I think it became more about money, and then, you know, they had program directors. Because remember back in the day, DJs had these hours where they would play the Make It or Break It or the new music, and people would vote. And that was back in the 90s, you know, but now it's become so controlled where they're like, well, the labels are paying us so much to play this person a million times, so you better play this. As a DJ, you can't just play what you like, you know, so I think that also happened. Which I think that's always been the case. That they used to have like a slot of time back in the day where they would play new music and you could vote. It wasn't because they were getting paid, but you know. On here, you know, it's just all going to be free. That's what I love about this media. We're free to play what we want. We don't have a program director telling us, hey, you're playing this one guy and that's it, you know, for the next 3 hours, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I love about the freedom of podcasting.
Right, yeah. But going back to what you said about how everything became about money, and really, my opinion, that's what kind of drove out the independent journalists, or, you know, changed the narrative of what journalists would talk about because of money.
Yeah.
You know, hey, guys like me and you and other podcasts and hosts out there, you're covering an artist, and that takes time to do that, to do proper research, come up with a proper interview questions, you know, promotion, whatever. And sometimes the artists don't want to pay for that. So, you know, we get into conversations all the time like, yo, should artists pay for interviews? In my opinion, hell yeah. Because at the end of the day, it's our time and energy spent on researching said artists. And that's when you get into the whole discussion about, you know, because I know artists are not paying to get on the Breakfast Club. But you have to be big enough to get on the Breakfast Club, because
you have to have a big enough name for them to want you there. Right.
Yeah,
the thing about the Breakfast Club, they'll put anyone on there as long as they have enough views. Like, I know they've interviewed artists they don't even like, but because this person has so many views on YouTube, they're like, well, this is going to get us views and make us revenue. And that's basically what it is. Yeah. And like you were saying, we should charge for interviews. Because it is work, like you said, you got to research their history, listen to their music, think about the music and then research like what they've done as far as records, interviews, magazines, anything. Yeah, and it is a lot of work. I mean, you're talking maybe a few hours of work, and then actually conducting the interview, that's another hour. So, yeah, like you said, it's time. It's real work. It's not
for me, it's more than just a few hours. I'm actually putting more than just a couple of hours. And I get into arguments with PR companies about this all the time because they feel like they can just send me people and not pay for it. And I was like, no. What if this was my only craft? You mean to tell me I'm supposed to get... No, you're supposed to run advertisements. Look, I don't run advertisements. I don't believe in saturating my stations with a bunch of meaningless ads. Not saying that all ads are meaningless, but not every ad gets clicked on or listened to. When I hear an ad, I like to fast forward.
Yeah, you don't always make money off the ads. Like, if the ad doesn't play or if they didn't click on it, you don't get paid. Like, even if it's showing on there, right, because I run ads on my site, and I was kind of thinking the same thing to take them off because I just keep getting ads about hoes, like, meet these girls and this and that. And I know that those make money and people click them, but then I don't want them to think, man, Ghetto Media promotes hoes, you know? And that's what Google, that's from Google AdSense, bro, that they're putting all these ads about women. And I'm like thinking, once my stuff gets hella views, it's all this stuff about meeting women. I'm like, you know, and I'm like, and then some of the way they portray that seemed kind of racist to me. And I'm thinking, meeting this type of racist girl, I don't kind of like that, the way they're wording it. And I'm thinking, I'm surprised Google runs those kind of ads, but they do. Because, like you said, they make money off that.
There's nothing like whole business. Whole business is the best business. I mean, look on Facebook, look on your Instagram, how many women are out there with their Cash App ID on their page. I mean, they're selling premium videos, premium photos. And
the Cash App thing. Yeah, or like girls say you could pay to be part of their... Right.
It's not that. They'll send you, like, videos of them jacking off or whatever. And, you know, or photos with, or naked photos. And I remember one girl, this just happened a few days ago. I was just talking to J-Mac about this, which is Lazy and Flesh, little brother. Matter of fact, he's with Seven Sign now. But we were talking, and I was like, yo, man, this girl hit me up about, you know, sending me some premium photos or premium videos of her. And I was like, you know, I can just Google big titties and, you know, or I can Google Halle Berry naked and I can get videos and photos for free. Why would I, you know, cash out you $50 for that? That's beyond.
For real.
But that industry is picking up, man. There's nothing like whole business as 50 Cent says.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm not really into it either, and the only thing I'm getting mad, like you were saying about running ads, is I run ads on my blog, and I noticed that Google is serving up ads about girls, and I think it's because, like you said, they know a lot of dudes are going to click them. It's just the nature of people, but I don't want my site to people think, wow, well, Ghetto Media has a bunch of ads about hoes on there and, like, you know, hooking up with girls, and I don't want them to think. So I'm thinking maybe of just making my own links, you know, to stuff that I sell or promoting other stuff. Because, and now I know why you say you don't want to run a bunch of ads, meaningless ads, because that ends up happening.
The ads kind of define your website. So if I go on, like, Ghetto Media, and then there's all kind of, you know, call me now, or, you know, huge tits, or take these pills and larger penis, I'm going to think your blog is all about, you know, meeting women and growing your penis. And I'm likely not to visit because there's no telling
right.
me it may pop up. Or I'm in a library and all of a sudden I get, you know, some ass have sound effects or whatever. And like, can't
right.
visit that site, you know.
I don't know what the ads go to, but they look like dating sites. But, you know, the way they try to portray them, it's like
they're like totally sex sites.
I was surprised because the ad network I'm using, they try to put a picture of a hot girl and then put something like meet hot moms for fun. I mean, it's just not a good look for my site. And I'm thinking,
I don't want people to come here, and I'm trying to get them to go to the radio station, but what if they click this crap, and then they don't even listen to the show? So that's one thing I was thinking about. I want them to go to the show. And, yeah, so I see why you say that I don't want to run ads, and you'd rather just charge for the interviews.
Right.
And, right, I can't believe they tell you they want to send you people and for you to do it for free. That, wow.
Yeah.
So that's what they told you, that you just run ads?
Right, yeah. Now, the only time I do run ads is I'm being paid directly to run an ad.
Mm-hmm. Like you're being sponsored by a certain person or company, right?
Yeah. Yeah, when a company approached me like, hey, I need this. Can you have it up for X amount of days? And what's your price? I'll give them the price you paid for. Bam, there's an ad. Yeah, believe it as that. I don't really care what the ad is. But sometimes I do. Sometimes I do. But depends on what they're paying, you know. But yeah, man, PR companies telling me to run ads, that's how I should generate my money. It's like, no, that's not the game plan. Like, yo, you're making all this money off artists. I've seen your prices on your website. You're getting $2,000 to $3,000 a month from artists, from underground artists. Like, where are they getting the money from? And you telling me you can't pay me for 30 minutes or an hour of my time to interview your client? And it's your job to find your client platforms to get their music heard? Like, no, you're going to pay me. Or we can't do this.
Holy, they make $3,000 a month per artist? Holy.
Man, check out these PR companies, dude. They are milking it. And that's when I started to change the format of the show. You guys were wondering, like, why are we doing all these interviews? Because people were paying to come on the show.
Right, it was profitable. Right,
you know,
I feel you.
Yeah. Sub and Controverse wanted to go back to talk shows, and I was like, yeah, I like talk shows. I like that. But I'm losing money. I'm paying Blog Talk Radio for the premium so we can house all the episodes, so we can stay on the air more than an hour. We can get prime time. We can do it at any time of day that we want to. I'm writing the script. I tried asking, you know, the guys, the fellas to write, and it didn't work out. You know, the questions didn't come out.
What I think, bro, is that, you know what I think happened, bro? I think it was just so many people, and it was hard to do an interview with six guys. It just got kind of, I think I was even thinking some of the artists and people coming on. It was just too crazy because, you know, sometimes we'd have people on and they were wondering what's going on when one guy says, oh, okay, I'm continuing the interview. And I think it's better with like one or two people, you know.
Yeah.
When you have too many people, I think it just got a little crazy. And then everybody's schedule was crazy. But yeah, you know, it's like,
that's
what happens.
That was the main reason why I just stopped doing, like, six co-hosts to do interviews.
It was too crazy, I think.
Sometimes
I've
had people call out at the last minute, and I was like, yo, for Ghost, I need you to read such and such parts. And then I just ultimately made decisions, like, to save time, save money. That was the whole thing. I was trying to figure out the whole time, how do I generate money from a podcast? Like, you know, the Brilliant Idiot show, they're making money off views because they're on YouTube, and YouTube don't like me, straight up. I'm just put that out.
Why? Why doesn't YouTube like you? Like, what's up? Like, you mean Google Ads?
When No Longer the Hero broke 250,000 of views on our first cartoon music video, YouTube, they didn't have a problem with that. They didn't have a problem with it. But it was until our second video came out, Light Plus Dark, we hit another 250,000. And all of a sudden, they have problems with it. I'm getting emails about copyright infringement. You guys are faking your views. So they took all the views, took every last one. Every last.
Is that why they did that? Because I noticed you guys had hella views, and the views disappeared. I noticed that. I was like, what the hell?
The entire video disappeared. They stripped that entire video. They didn't touch, what was the first one? On My Way. So that is still there. That's still at it's over 250,000 now. But we can't get paid.
Yeah.
They
shut down your advertising? Like the commercials?
They shut down the advertising. They stripped the video. Then they took the video off. So now we had to put the video back. And we went over to Vimeo in the meantime while we're trying to sort out everything with YouTube. And then YouTube goes over to Houdini Black and strips Houdini Black off of YouTube. There is no Houdini Black track. On YouTube. And that's something they pushed out there. I had nothing to do with No Days Off being on YouTube. Our distribution company sent it to YouTube. YouTube, you know how they do the topics. They have the artists. And
yeah.
That means that's because they're pushing the content out. That's not me. The views are not me. I have nothing to do with the views. And they took me off of YouTube.
So they just, like, deleted you as an artist from YouTube.
They just,
like,
straight up deleted me off YouTube.
But what's the problem? Was it because they thought you were making too much money with the advertising now when they started hating? Oh, damn, dude, this is crazy.
Haven't got paid. They still owe me.
I think that's what they did. They thought you were making money, and they didn't want to pay. Man, but how could they say you're faking the views? Like, I don't get how people could fake views. It's like...
It's doable. What happens is there's a particular engine, and all it does is refresh the browser every so many seconds. So the views go up, you know. And it looks artificial because I look for comments as well. There can't be a million views and like two comments. Who does that?
And,
when you go to a video,
like,
and there's a million views, you see about 500 to 1,000 comments, or even more than that sometimes.
Yeah.
And so when you don't see that, it becomes suspicious. And that's the point, man. No Longer the Hero, we had comments. We had subscriber list went all the way up.
Yeah, it had comments and likes, subscribers, everything.
Yeah, we had comments, we had likes, we had subscribers. Like, we were booming. And it's because we paid a promotion company to help us push the word out. We paid Email Blast to help push our narrative of that No Longer the Hero was pushing out new music. And that's good, but why attack Houdini Black? Houdini Black music has nothing to do with No Longer the Hero. They're related? Yes. Yes, they are related. Yes, Houdini Black is a part of No Longer the Hero, but... those are two different entities when you talk about music and business.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get what they have against you, bro, because your music's awesome, and I love No Longer the Hero. I'm just, like, thinking, what's up with Google? What's up with YouTube? I'm just like,
it's not Google. Even though Google owns YouTube, it's just this one part of Google that just keeps on effing with me. I can't make a dollar with YouTube, bro. And that's even from my podcast is on YouTube.
Damn.
And I have yet to make one red Indian cent. A fraction of
I've got a couple checks from Google AdSense on YouTube, but you know what they did this year? They said, any channel that doesn't have at least 1,000 subscribers is getting demonetized. So I have some channels with some content that was getting hundreds of thousands of views and making me money, right? So now all those advertisements got pulled. So until I get 1,000 subscribers on any one of those channels, right, I can't make money again on there. But this is how I got them back. I made my blogger, so I put Google Ads on there. So now when I make a video, I embed it to Ghetto Media and, you know, anything I embed in there. And so now I'm making money again. But, you know, sooner or later they'll find a way to like, say you broke the terms of service. You know? So I always think it's better just have our own media. And that's why I'm doing Blog Talk, but I might try some other platforms. And then on Blog Talk, make a little bit of money off the ads they run here. But, you know, it's not like a lot unless you get hella views. So, like, I think what you say about the interview thing, charging for the interviews is the best way. Especially with these companies making thousands off one artist. Come on. It's like they're just not trying to share the money.
That's where the money is at. Share the love. Don't be stingy. You're making it. Let me make it. You want your artists on my platform, which, by the way, we have, you know, sometimes we average 37,000 listeners, 15,000,
30,000. Wow. Yeah, so you already have more views than a lot of local stations where I live, because around here, I mean, some of the smaller stations, you know, rap stations, they only get like 3,000. You know, they don't have that kind of reach. And plus, you're worldwide, right? It's not just even local radio.
Yeah.
It's like all these people are being heard all over the world.
Anybody can call in. We have like international numbers that goes right into the show.
International. Plus, it could be listened to in any country. It's not like just one state. You know, like local radio, pretty much the reach is like local, unless you go to the website. But, you know, this is like a bigger reach. Yeah, so, yeah, guys, definitely check out Vigilantes Radio for some great music, interviews, and content, as well as, like, other shows that talk about a lot of deep topics, like Skeptic, right? We got that show.
Yep, Skeptic.
If you guys want to hear some deep spiritual stuff or even spooky stuff, just crazy stuff, like all kinds of great content, that's the show. And it gets really deep.
Oh, a lot
of great co-hosts and guests.
Speaking of spooky stuff, you remember the ghost stories we did with Queen Nerd?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Queen Nerd, she does this show with me, and I was going to try to get her on today, but I wasn't able to get her on. But, yeah, we got to do a show again with the three of us this month talking about scary stories. But, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
It's coming out Halloween Day.
You're going to release it?
Yeah, I'll release it Halloween.
Hell yeah. Yo, that show was scary. Guys, get ready for that. I'll be posting that on Ghetto Media and tweeting it out. I'll put it on my social medias, and you guys will hear that. Stay tuned for that. It's going to scare the hell out of you. Yeah, we told some creepy stories. The stuff you and Queen talked about was like, especially yours with that Devil House story. Oh, man. It was hard to sleep that night.
Yeah, man.
And the crazy part is those are true stories, you know? Like, true stories are scarier than movies. Because, yeah, like, the stuff you said in that one story, to me, was scarier than all this other, you know, horror movies that come out. Yeah, so that was creepy as hell. Oh, man. Yeah, guys, so stay tuned. There's a lot of new content coming out. And, Houdini sent me the list. But definitely on this podcast, it's embedded in my blog. I'll put a link to Vigilantes Radio and the other stuff you got going on so people can check you out too. And that's what I'm going to do when I have guests on here and other people. Like, yeah, if they got something going on, we're going to post their link and it's going to be right next to the show. So, like, if you guys don't want to look it up, bam, it's right there. You just click it. It'll be right on top of the show. And bam. So, guys, check out Vigilantes Radio. Follow. Are you on Twitter too and stuff like that or – can they follow you on social media?
Yes, definitely. Twitter is at No Longer The Hero. We kind of use our Twitter for Vigilantes Radio as well. But I just didn't feel like creating another Twitter handle and trying to build that up as well. I mean, that stuff gets tiring, man, when you got like three or four Instagram and it's like, I have the Houdini Black in 3D, the No Longer The Hero, the Rebirth. And I just didn't feel like creating another one for Vigilantes Radio. So we kind of just share No Longer The Hero and Vigilantes Radio on the same handle. So definitely follow us at No Longer The Hero. We do follow back. That is our number one rule.
Nice. So you guys get an extra follow, especially if you're new on Twitter. Yeah, No Longer The Hero. And also check out their music all over on YouTube. I think SoundCloud.
Don't go to YouTube.
You guys got to get on Spotify.
Yeah, we're on Spotify. Houdini Black, as well as No Longer The Hero. We're all on Spotify,
What are you guys doing? You guys could go stream the music now on Spotify. Hey, but you can make money off Spotify, right, even though you can't on YouTube? I think Spotify does.
With music, yes. Podcasts, I hope so, because if that's the case, I'm going to definitely promote the heck out of our Spotify channel.
No, I think so.
Like I said, we just got added on.
All right, guys, so please go check them out on Spotify especially because that's where, you know, you can support more. So check out Vigilantes Radio on Spotify, No Longer The Hero Spotify, Houdini Black on Spotify. Because you know what? When one network tries to shut you down, there's always other companies. And Spotify pays more than YouTube for the views. So it's not a bad thing. Oh, and also you guys will be able to check out the links on the blog to Houdini Black and No Longer The Hero's music. And the next show, we're probably going to play some No Longer The Hero 2. So, yeah, stay tuned, guys. We're going to always have positive energy, great content, great advice for you guys, as well as great music always coming out. We're always going to have that. That's never going to stop. And, check out some of those shows we talked to you guys about. There's other podcasts out there. And, wow, I feel good this morning. I mean, this afternoon. It's not Friday.
Definitely. I wish it was still morning, bro.
I wish, right? Yeah. It's my morning. I always wake up too late. But, hey, now I'm up. I'm being productive. We're up doing our thing. And, yeah, that's what we do here on the Zompire Hours Radio on Ghetto Media Network. Hey, any final thoughts, Houdini, that we should give him?
No. Well, definitely. If you're thinking about doing a podcast or a blog and you need a mentor or some pointers, definitely hit me up. I can give you some pointers. The key to this is doing what you want to do, expressing your freedom and finding your niche. You can get inspiration from a bunch of things. I watch The Breakfast Club, I could say almost every day. I listen to DJ Academics almost every day. They push their narrative about popularity, of course. But for me, it's more of style, delivery, content, and kind of taking pages from each of those blueprints and putting them together and then coming up with my own ideas, meshing all that up and creating something, which is what we have now, Vision 19's Radio Skeptics. We're still trying to get Hated It off the ground. That's a show where Mike and I would do, like, voiceover comedy. I think I invited you to do it as well, Pagosi, as we review movies, music, and video games. So, don't you think?
Yeah,
that
well, let
we
me know when that. Let me know when that shows out. I'm down for that. Just hit me up and when you want to collab or something. I actually have a great idea for a video game show. But I'll probably hit you up right after this because I don't want to give away the idea because then they'll take it. But a show that we can probably do with you, him, and me at the same time, and you're going to love it. This is crazy. I think it's going to get big. It's like pretty much, video game comedy, but I think you'll love it. But, yeah, let me know about the movie review and video game show. What's the name of that show again? I want to check it out.
Hated It.
Yeah. Rated It?
Hated It. It's not out yet.
Hated It. Oh, okay.
It's something that we're still, trying to put together.
What channel is it on? Or do you have it out?
No,
there's
it's
like
not
some
out
episode.
Yet. Still.
Oh, okay, it's not out. I was like thinking, okay, yeah, but I'm definitely down for that. Yeah. And I have this great idea for a video game show. I think you're gonna love. And I'll tell you right after we get off the air. It's gonna be really good. I'm telling you because
nice.
I can't say it on here because a lot of people listen to this now. Well, not a lot of people, but someone can listen to it and they'll be like, I'll take that idea. And then there goes our idea. So now we got to come out with it first.
Yeah.
But it's going to be.
Definitely, man. You got to protect your ideas. A network stole me and Busy's idea. And they did the show without us. So, yeah, you got
to
protect your ideas, people.
Yeah, you're like one of the only persons I trust. I trust you and Queen. You guys won't, give away the idea to someone else. And then we'll just keep it for us. And then we'll come out with it first. So, yeah.
Definitely.
It's all good. We are in the house. All right, guys. Thank you very much. And, yeah, hit up Houdini Black about – and also put, like, his – if I put only one media group on the link, can it hit you up there? Or how do you want them to
– Yes, sir.
Yeah,
and if you visit
you can
only one media group, please subscribe to our mailing list. Sometimes we'll send out treats when there's new music. Sometimes you get exclusive. We're also tied in with Busy Bone, so he has a lot of things he likes to give away as well. There's a benefit to that. So definitely sign up for our mailing list. And I'd love to meet you when I see you.
Yeah, guys, definitely hit him up. I'll put Houdini Black's Twitter and his Only One Media group so you guys can hit him up on either one. If you need advice for podcasting, like he was saying, and all that, and getting started in the game. And hit me up to get your music played and to get posted on the site. And I just do it for the love of music. So, and I do spread it around to get more views and more listens and stuff like that. So, guys, thank you very much for tuning in once again on Zompire Hours Radio. I'm Pagosi with my co-host, Houdini Black, and we'll be back very soon with some new shows. Look out for all the new content. And, yeah, have a great day, everyone. Thank you. We're going to close with a song. This is AC Killer featuring Madonna called Ghost Town. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next show. Thank you.